So I'm here in the physio room. I'm going to be chatting to Nick, who's actually on the table getting a massage as we speak. So if his face is a little distorted, it's because it's through a hole in it in a massage table. But hi, Nick.
Hello.
So, could you? What kind of transplant have you had, and is this your first World Games?
Yeah, I've had a kidney transplant, and this is my third World Games.
Your third World Games?
First. World Games. I've had two British transplant games, which I went to Bolton and Gateshead, and then got picked for the team from there.
So, when was your transplant?
It was December 2013, so just over about 20 months.
Well, so that wasn't very much time then between your transplant and your first British games then?
No. I love doing sport. So as soon as I had my transplant, the doctors encouraged me to get to the games. And I felt pretty well about a month after my transplant, so I just worked it from there.
Do you feel that being fit before your transplant really helped you in your recovery afterwards?
Yes, I've always been fit and healthy, and I never really felt ill while I had my kidneys in before, so I've been lucky in that way. So as soon as I had my transplant, I just carried on with day-to-day living.
Do you know anything about your donor? Do you know who they were?
Yeah, it's my mum.
Oh, that's brilliant.
Yeah.
So was she able to see you compete in the British Games?
No, she hasn't been because she's lazy. No, I'm joking.
She did give you a kidney, so I mean, yeah, really, you've got a lifetime of thank yous to tell her.
Yeah, I have. No, I don't live with her. She lives further south in Somerset, and I live in Nottingham. So I just do those things on my own.
You were saying about you kept quiet about your transplant when you were first had it. So what changed? Why did you suddenly become more open about it?
I still don't think I'm that open about it in certain situations. If I meet new people, I don't mention it. Obviously, if I get to know more, I do. All my close friends know about it, but I don't know. I don't know why I keep it to myself. In some ways, it almost is like a bit of a disability, and I don't want people to see that. So I just go on with day-to-day living as if it's normal.
That's really interesting, because for different reasons I have a disability, and I also want to hide it, because then when it's so obvious you can't. And so now you're going to get medals, of course, aren't you?
Yeah.
And so what are you going to do when you get back?
Well, that's it. I hate, like, a lot of the team. When I got a gold medal yesterday, they all were trying to put it on Facebook, and
so,
I didn't like that.
Wait, you got a gold medal and you haven't even told us yet?
I got two gold.
You got two? what event was that in?
That was in Tenpin Bowling and Patank.
That's so fantastic, congratulations.
Yeah, but they're not really sports, are they?
So what's your preferred sport then, you say?
So I'm football, but we don't do that here, so I pick a few other sports.
Well, we have a big enough Team GB, maybe we should have a push to get football on the menu.
Yeah, I would love that.
That's incredible. That's really incredible. So you're going to find it difficult when you get back to tell people you got two gold medals.
Yeah, my mum's already put it on Facebook, and that annoyed me. But yeah, so, well, I'm doing a bit of travelling as well, so that might come up. So,
where are you going?
I'm going around South America for 3 months.
3 months?
Yeah.
Wow. That's going to be a lot of metal detectors.
I know, yeah. Yeah, that's true. So we'll see what happens. But
so this is the start of your grand travel?
It is, yeah.
And the start of your transplant life, really, isn't it?
Yeah, well, that's it. I've always felt like I've been a bit locked up, why my kidneys deteriorated. So now I've had my transplant, I'm trying to live life to the full.
That's
so yeah, just trying to do loads of different things, go travelling and stuff like that, and just chill out a bit.
Well, you are an inspiration to me, I have to say, and it helps me look at my own life and think, yeah, disability, maybe it is a disability, but you also turn it into an advantage, and it's clearly changed you as a person as well, hasn't it?
Yeah, I don't know. Generally. It's hard to say for me, because I never felt unwell, so
But do you feel that having like having your mum's kidney has changed the way you perceive and think about things? That's interesting, isn't it?
I mean, no.
It doesn't matter, you know. She does not necessarily use everything on the recording, but if you think about it, how has it changed you as a person?
I don't know if it really has. It's obviously given me a second chance at life. If there was an organ donation, I'd still be on dialysis. So it gets me to do a lot more.
But do you feel like you have to take advantage of the time and you have to go out and do, or...?
A little bit, but I've got a brother as well, and me and him are both like that. We're all go. We always want to get the most out of life. So having that hasn't really changed that a lot. We've always had that drive. We're always doing lots of different things.
What sort of dialysis did you have?
So I tried to have that, but the tube moved, so I couldn't. So I had hemo for like 3 months. So I had a line in my neck.
So you had a line in your
neck? I had a fistula put in, but that didn't work.
Oh, did you?
It didn't work. So that gives me loads of jip.
Does it still feel buzzy?
No, well, it doesn't buzz, but when I whack it, it absolutely kills.
Right.
Because obviously, yeah, and but yeah, I just had a line in my neck here.
Yeah, me too.
So I couldn't do dialysis though. That's when I felt the worst. Like I had to like have like 4 sessions of 3 hours because I couldn't do 4 hours, and every time I came off it, I'd have massive headaches and have to sleep all day. So, yeah, that was the worst, because I had my other kidneys taken out to do with my condition. So then I went on dialysis for 3 months, and then had the kidney up on mum, so it was all a plan put in place.
What condition did you have?
FSGS. So my immune system attacks my kidney, which scars it and makes me leak protein in my wee. So the doctor's idea was to take the old kidneys out, so my immune system went a bit crazy and didn't realise what was going on, and would calm down and have the new kidney put in, and it seemed to have worked.
That's fantastic. So really the kidney for you is meant that you don't have a lifetime of dialysis, because without the donor kidney, you wouldn't have anything.
No, exactly. Yeah, I'd still be on dialysis. That's not really much of a life, is it?
No, it's not.
Being in hospitals and that.
So are your events for this week, are your events finished now, or do you have anything?
No, I've got badminton, singles and doubles, and bowling doubles.
Oh, fantastic. So you've got a lot more to go yet.
Yeah.
You might be back in the physio table for some more massages.
I'm coming later.
Brilliant. Well, best of luck for the rest of the games, and thank you so much.
Thank you.